Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Fritschgott-Roth. Economics21.org, right, Diana? That's the good place for folks to find you?
That's right, yes.
And exactly. Also Manhattan-Institute.com. That's a great website. Also, she's a senior fellow there. And don't forget her book. She and Jared Meyer wrote Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. Diana, there's a ruling coming up with NLRB regarding Browning Ferris Industries in any day now. And folks, Browning Ferris is a big company. But all these big companies do business, when they go out into the economy, they do business with small businesses on Main Street, just like yours. And so whenever the government attacks one of these big companies, it's going to affect you as one of those companies they do business with, or you as a customer of one of those small businesses. So tell us about the Browning Ferris decision.
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to give the NLRB more ammunition to decide who is a joint employer and who isn't.
So what did Browning Ferris do? What did they do?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't talk about the details of the Browning Ferris
Why did they get crossways with the NLRB? They tried to get a temp agency, right?
That's right. Yes. And the NLRB is going to be deciding whether they're
company.
A joint employer or not. So what the NLRB did with McDonald's is it issued a statement back early this year, the end of last year, saying that McDonald's and its franchisees were joint employers. In other words, McDonald's USA was a joint employer of the McDonald's that has the franchise, which is the independent businessman. And there was practically no legal grounds for that.
Right.
But they're having a series of trials. And I called the NLRB myself. I said, could I have the memo in which you've decided that McDonald's and the franchises are, it's a joint employer.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we have the document, but we cannot show it to you. We're saving it for the trial. They wouldn't show this document to McDonald's. They wouldn't show it to me. They wouldn't show it to anybody. They're hiding their legal reasoning, and this legal reasoning is going to come out in the Browning Ferris case.
Mm.
Now, that could be dangerous because it's not just McDonald's that has franchises. It's Burger King. It's H&R Block.
And these are small business franchisees out on Main Street across America.
These are small business franchisees who don't want the parent company to be a joint employer, because if it is, they would have a say over what the franchisee does.
That's right.
In other words, menus, wage rates, all kinds of things like that. It would take away their flexibility.
And
also, the parent company doesn't want to have liability either. They don't want to be responsible for what goes on in these thousands of our small entities, because they're liable for it. If someone slips on the floor, they can sue the parent company.
Mm-hmm. In the Browning Ferris case, these are the people who've hired staffing companies to staff their organizations, their installations around the country, which are all small businesses.
Exactly, yes. And so what they want to do, well, we're waiting to see what they will do, if they will call them a joint employer with all these other small agencies. If they do, it's bad news for franchises everywhere in the United States.
Well, there are multiple industries of outsourcing work. There are staffing companies, there are leasing agencies, there are PEOs, professional employer organizations that do co-employment, there are the franchises, there's lots of different layers of employee-employer relationships.
There really are, and people like that. You know, some of them want to be part-time.
They don't
want to be attached to one employer. They would rather do business with several employers at the same time, or do business with one employer for a couple of months, then move on to another employer and work for them for a couple of months. gives them more freedom, and higher cash wages, more vacation because they can just stop working in between employers.
And this is where entrepreneurs, Diana, entrepreneurs have created layer after layer after layer of additional business opportunity and jobs in the economy. And what the NLRB and the Labor Department are doing is injecting the government and unions into this to break all that down, to destroy all that.
They want to turn everything into a 1930s model.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work in the 1930s. It's not going to work today when our economy is even more spread out than it was then. With
folks,
Uber
you've
got to
be informed about all this, and talk to, when you talk to your members of Congress, you need to tell them about what's going on, how you think it's affecting you, because these things we're talking about, they are affecting you. Hey, Diana Fritsch-Gott-Roth, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
We'll see you next time. Diana Fritsch-Gott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.